Every week, we seem to hear about new scams. Jazz Last, of the Citizens Advice Mid-Suffolk branch, warns us all to beware of scammers. Here is John Francis to read the advice.
Phones and computers are a brilliant resource for staying connected with family and friends, but they're also an opportunity for scammers to hide behind a screen and try to trick people into parting with their money. There are still plenty of call-type scams, such as purporting to be from the victim's bank, as well as newer scams like on WhatsApp and Facebook. An increasingly common scam on WhatsApp is a scammer messaging someone claiming to be a loved one who desperately needs some money to get home or for some other urgent need. As the scammer will use a generic term like mum or dad, people can often get caught in trying to help and be tricked into transferring money. If you get a message like this and you are unsure if your loved one actually needs help, call the number you already have for that loved one to hear their voice and speak to them. You can then confirm whether the request is legitimate. Another trick used is where a Facebook account is hacked by a scammer and they send private messages out to the victim's friends saying something like, "Look what I've found," with a clickable link. The link will then prompt the user to put in their Facebook login details, as though it is Facebook asking for these details, but it actually gives the details to the scammer. Your own friends can then be sent the same message from your account to hack further accounts, or messages like the WhatsApp scam can also be sent out from your legitimate, but now hacked profile, asking others for money that you allegedly need, which of course goes straight to the scammer. There are many other scams that are similar to those described above, so if your unusual contact does not fit these exactly, it doesn't mean that it's legitimate. This checklist can help you decide if something is a scam. First, you don't recognize the individual or organization. If you do recognize them, have they contacted you in the normal way? You can't confirm their identity. If they say they're calling from a trusted source, such as a bank, contact your bank directly to confirm their identity. You've been asked to hand over money or personal information. Don't give out PINs, passwords, or seemingly random information, and never send money to someone you don't know. It seems too good to be true. Get rich quick often means lose money fast. You've been asked to pay in an unusual way, such as online vouchers. If you're unsure or if you need further information on scams, go to citizensadvice.org.uk/consumer/scams or call 0808 250 5050. In fact, for more information and advice and help with any matters, contact Citizens Advice. Call the Citizens Advice line on 0800 144 8848 or go online to www.citizensadvice.org.uk.
Thank you, John. That does sound like excellent advice.